Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Here's one of the many great things I just love about Open House: the opportunity to take you to all sorts of interesting places lots of us would never know about, let alone go there. We're heading to the red heart of Australia, on the South Australian Northern Territory border, and a tiny town called Armita, central to the ancient Pitjantjatjara people. Pitjantjatjara-speaking people live from Port Augusta in South Australia, north to Alice Springs, and west to the West Australian desert. They number about 3,000 people. This coming week is a milestone week for the Pitjantjatjara people, with the launch of an ambitious project that may well stretch to the year 2026. The project is the translation of the Bible's Old Testament into their own language. They've had their own New Testament since 2002. Joining us from Armita, where this new project is to be launched this week, is Paul Eckhart, the Bible Society's Production Coordinator for Remote and Indigenous Ministry, and Reuben Burton, one of the Pitjantjatjara translators. Paul first, welcome to Open House.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Great to have you here. There must be a great sense of excitement there about this launch, because this has actually been an initiative that's come from the Pitjantjatjara people themselves.
Yes, that's correct. When we dedicated the New Testament in 2002, the project went into a little bit of abeyance, I guess, while we had a break from that. And now, 9 years later, people are saying, hey, what about the rest of the Bible? We want to translate the rest of the Bible.
Yes. An initiative, as I said, from the local community, which is important, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. The people that are putting up their hands to do this job, next generation people from the ones that worked on the New Testament, children and grandchildren of those people. The people who worked on the New Testament with me and my wife are very happy about the fact that their children and their nieces and nephews and grandchildren are going to carry this work on.
Yes, there's a real sense of continuity in this project, isn't there?
Yes, and we are beginning this project this week, tomorrow in fact, as we start off with a training workshop.
And it is true that it might well take the next 15 years for this to be completed.
Yes, I think so. It's just showing Reuben the size of what we have to do compared to the New Testament that we have just done, and it is more than twice as much of New Testament.
Not only the size, but the complexity and the different genres of literature that make up the Old Testament. There are a lot of different conceptual issues, I expect, in a translation of the Old Testament as opposed to the New.
Yes, that's correct. There's lots of different story types, from Psalms to Proverbs to Lamentations, to just straight history books and narratives, to the prophets. There's a whole lot of different types of material, and we'll be working with the Pitjantjatjara translators in helping them understand how to translate these different genres.
Yes. Paul, give us a sense of the history of the New Testament translation. How did that happen and how long did it take?
The New Testament was begun way back in the late 1930s by J.R.B. Love, and then followed with Ron Trudinger, and working with local Pitjantjatjara people to translate, first of all, the Book of Mark. Then followed on several more years of translation with Alison Elliott and Nancy Shepherd and Ron Trudinger also involved, doing more work in the New Testament. And then in 1969, a volume was published of the Gospels and Acts. And then followed a few years where nothing much happened. And then I was asked to join the project in 1978 and continue on with the work that had been begun by these early Presbyterian missionaries. And then my wife and I worked over the next 24 years with a great team of Pitjantjatjara translators to complete the New Testament. We in fact did a complete new translation of the New Testament with changes of language and changes of translation style. Required us to actually do a new translation of even the older material, but it was based on the work of those early missionaries, which was fantastic.
Yes, what an amazing achievement. Paul, can you give us a sense of the history of the Pitjantjatjara people and what life is like for them?
Pitjantjatjara people live in the northwest corner originally of South Australia, spilling over into the Northern Territory and Western Australia. They were a traditional hunting and gathering people before their contact with the white people. And now they live together with the Yankunjara people, mainly on the what's called the Anangu Pitjantjatjara Yankunjara lands, which is a large area, probably about a fifth of the size of South Australia in the far northwest corner. And also in the Northern Territory, Docker River, Murijulu near Ayers Rock, into Western Australia also. There's quite a few Pitjantjatjara people now living in Alice Springs, Coober Pedy, even Port Augusta and Whyalla, and even some in Adelaide.
Paul, I'd love to have a brief chat with Reuben Burton, who's one of the Pitjantjatjara translators. Reuben, it must be a tremendously exciting week for you to see the start of this project.
Oh, yeah, it is really good. You know, one of the people, you know, was there when my parents was doing this.
And the community has really come as one together to say we would like our Old Testament as well as the New.
Yeah, the New Testament they was doing, you know, and the Old Testament going to be the second one. You know, we like to finish it.
It's a big job.
It'll
go on for a long time.
Yeah, it's really big for us, you know. Got really excited for translating this one, you know, the Old Testament again.
Yes. Paul, can I ask you, the Pitjantjatjara language is spoken by about 2,500 people as their first language, another 2,500 as their second language. What would you say to the bean counters who may question whether those numbers justify such a large and long-term undertaking?
I think Pitjantjatjara people have known and come to know the gospel of Jesus Christ through their own language, through the scriptures that have been translated in the past. And so it's just a natural progression now for them to continue on with their relationship with God in their own language, in their own cultural setting, and to translate the rest of the Bible that they don't have. And it's their initiative. It's something they want to do. And they're the ones that are going to be doing most of the work. Not an issue, I don't think.
No. So tell us what's happening with the launch this week then.
Training sessions about types of genre in the Old Testament. I'll be doing a presentation about working with people to help them understand their own language in relation to English and Hebrew and how it varies and what they have to think about to produce a good translation in their own language. Dr. Chuck Grimes from the Australian Society of Indigenous Languages is also going to be here, and he will be talking about the audience. In other words, who are we translating this for? What sort of language do they talk? Because we need to be mindful of the sort of language that the people who are going to read this speak, just the way Luther did, for example, when he was translating into German so that the common people could understand clearly the Word of God.
Yes. How are you feeling heading into this week?
It's a big project, this one. It's rather daunting.
Yes.
However, I'm not alone. There's a huge number of Pitjantjatjara people involved. We have great support from the Uniting Church, the Bible Society, from the Lutheran Church, from the Christian Family Centre, and from a number of other agencies who have committed to consulting for us.
Be a very exciting week. I thank you very much indeed for joining us tonight on the eve of it. Thanks for joining us on Open House tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.